Welcome, everybody, to the R&R CatCast, a fan-based podcast focusing on Montana State athletics. We're two dudes named Ryan from the state of Washington talking about our dear Montana State. We hope you enjoy.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen, at Bobcat Nation as a whole. Boy, I'm stoked to be here. This is Brickball, and this is a postseason edition of Brickball. I am your R&R basketball host, Zach Levere, and we're here to talk about our big matchup coming up here on Wednesday against Grambling State in the first four. It happened. We're off to Dayton. We're going to go play the Grambling State Tigers here on Wednesday afternoon, 4:40 local time here in Bozeman, and we get to see what this team can do. I mean, I didn't think we'd be here. I don't think a lot of people thought we'd be here, but we're in March Madness for the third consecutive year. So, of course, we got to break down a matchup tonight. Little thing about our opponent, Grambling State. This is their first ever appearance in the NCAA men's tournament. So, big shout out to them. Congratulations to them. They are the SWAC champions. They have gone 6-1 in March, and they took down Texas Southern earlier this week to claim that title. They were the regular season conference champions in the SWAC as well at 14-4. And they kind of had to have a breakthrough because last couple of years they had won the 18 title, the 23 title, and now this year's title in the regular season, but just couldn't get it done in the tournament. You can ask Eastern how hard it sometimes is to get it done in the tournament, but they make it. They get the awesome opportunity to come play us in Dayton. And we're excited. This is gonna be a fun one, I think. Diving into the matchup, I've never watched these guys. Don't know a ton. Just looking at some stats and some stuff about them. I think it's gonna be a great matchup. ESPN has it kind of 49.9 to 50.1. I think the Cats are a 3-point favorite on most sites, but it's gonna be pretty even, and it's gonna be a good one. So, the winner of this game awaits the vaunted Purdue in their home state of Indianapolis. And if the Cats somehow get through Purdue, who did lose to a 16 seed last year, potentially on the other side awaits, of course, poetically, one Danny Sprinkle and the Utah State Aggies, as they are the 8 seed, taking on TCU as the 9 seed. So kind of a cool story there that Utah State will get set to the same region as MSU. And a potential long, very, very long shot matchup does await for MSU. So cool little storyline going into it. I'm sure Danny's going to really appreciate seeing the guys play, and as well as I think some of the guys that are on the team. Just kind of a cool meetup for that. So we get back into Grambling. Their coach is Dante Jackson. He has been there now for 7 years, making his first trip. Prior to that, he was at a Division II school. And he's been at Grambling now for a while. He's 119 and 101, so a little decent record there. He's got his team playing pretty good. We'll go into a couple players that they have. Kentavious Dozier is their leading scorer. He is a lights-out shooter, it looks like. He is lengthy. He's a pretty good guard, and it'll be interesting to see what he can do just kind of with the Cats. That'll be probably Robert Forth's man for the rest of a Wednesday night. A couple other guys that I kind of jumped out for me, they do have a 6'11", 255 senior named Jonathan Aku. Looks like he's going to be the big man holding down the middle for him. That's going to be John Olmstead's job, I'm sure, for most of the night. But that's kind of what they're looking at. They got kind of a slew of players that they can put in. They have a pretty deep bench, it looks like. Only 3 players started all 34 games for them this season, but they have some dudes that can come in and get some meaningful minutes, as well as they don't have really a big time scorer, it appears, but they have a lot of guys that can score, if that makes sense. The other thing that is a little interesting is the last couple games they have been shooting the lights out of the ball, especially from deep, shooting nearly 50% in several other games, high 40s percentage. So like the Montana game, our defenders are going to have to get out there on the perimeter and get to guys and get their faces very quickly. These guys look very agile, and they look like they can get the ball around pretty quickly, and they're not afraid to take shots. So that's a big thing going forward that I would look into. For the Cats, my 3 kind of keys for the game. The first one is staying out of foul trouble early, not doing what we did against Weber in the tournament, where I think we were 6-1 in fouls in the first 10 minutes. We've proven all year in the games that we lost, that game we lost to Sac, the game we lost to Idaho. If we come in with a game plan and it gets thrown at the door because, you know, Robert Ford has 3 fouls in the first 7 minutes, that's not something that's going to be conducive to how we play. Our bench isn't, you know, necessarily as deep and willing to go that far. So that's one big thing I have, is staying out of foul trouble. It seems it's going to be physical, but just kind of, yeah, trying to avoid those ticky-tack fouls, especially early. I know nerves are going to be there. A lot of guys are going to be wanting to get into this thing, but if we can play a very clean game, especially early, that would be a massive advantage for us. Next key is Eddie Turner for me. Eddie Turner played the lights out. He's kind of becoming the silent assassin, especially his defense is amazing. But one thing, especially against Montana in the title game, he was able to create opportunities for others. And that is a big thing. If he can create those opportunities for Ford, Olmstead, Patterson on the outside, that's going to be a big thing. So look for him to drive the lane, as well as he was an incredible scoring threat, especially down the lane, because Montana had to give him some space and let him open up. So he had that opportunity. So if he can create that dual threat down the lane, that would be a massive help going forward. Third and final one is the John Olmstead effect. I mean, boy, oh boy, we wouldn't be in the place we are without him and how he's handled himself and just what he's brought to us in the last couple of weeks. So we need him to continue to tip rebounds out and get what we need on the outside. So if he can do that, we should be in pretty good shape. Final thing I'll run down here is we are 0-5. Knock on wood, we can change that. But we're 0-5 in our last 5 trips in school history to the NCAA tournament. First one dating back all the way to 1951, where there was only 16 teams in. We lost to Oklahoma A&M, now Oklahoma State University, 50-46 at the time. And then the 86 team, as everybody knows, a lot of publicity, the last team to beat the Grizz in a conference title game, the only other team to. 74-83 lost to St. John's in the round of 64. The 96 team got housed 55-88 by Syracuse. And then I'm sure everybody knows the last couple years where the Texas Tech loss and the Kansas State loss. But we're looking to ride the ship. This is easily the best opportunity we have ever had to win a conference title game. I know Thorny and Foley and I got into it the other night talking about where we wanted to go. But now that we're here, it's time to go win one. The conference has not won a tourney game since 2006 when the Grizz won the last one. So it's been quite a while, and we are the last conference to have won a tournament game, even though a lot of those conferences have just won round of 68, or the first 4, I guess you'd call it, games. So this would be a big one for not only us, but the conference. I know there's a lot of people behind us rooting for us and backing us for this. So those are kind of my keys for the game. A couple players to look out for Grambling. They are lengthy. They like to shoot. They are pretty even on the rebounding with a lot of their teams. One of the big things I'd say is play them tough. Don't let the moment get too big. And I think we've got a lot of players. I was listening to a lot of other people talk about it, how we have some guys who we're all business. And I think we're going to bring that business mentality into this game. So if we can bring that business mentality into this one, and just play a solid game, head down, don't let the lows get too low, don't let the highs get too high, and just keep chugging and play how we played, I think we're going to be in for a good game. And I think we'll be playing on Friday in Indianapolis against Purdue, and that will be a whole different storyline. I'm sure everybody's aware at this point, Purdue did lose to a 16 seed last year. They've been called the most fraudulent 1 seed, and that's just kind of funny that they get to play us, especially in their own backyard. So a lot of the pressure, if we get to that, will be on them. And that will just be a fun one for the Cats, where we can just go play loose and play our ball. So if you would have told me before the season I would be doing a March Madness episode, I don't think I would have believed you. I said before the season that I thought a semifinal bid was kind of where I thought we would be on a good year. I thought it was possible. I thought it was feasible. I kind of expected that five-four game was what I thought we would be all along, just from the beginning, even in the ups and downs. I thought it was just a good spot of what this team was. And now that we're there, and sometimes, you know, you can say you play with house money, but I don't think things just fall into your lap and you have opportunities and you never know when you're going to get back to those opportunities and you never know when an opportunity like this would fall into your lap. So with the Eastern loss, with those two runs, the Weber run in the second half and then the Montana run, just the opportunities that we've had, go enjoy it, but go beat these guys. You can do it. We know you can. And I'm excited to see what the Cats can do. I'm excited to see what this opportunity is. I'm proud of this team. I can't believe what they've done. The highs have been high. The lows have been low. But right now we're riding a super high, and I hope you're all along for the ride because it's been a fun one all year, and I've had just so much fun covering this team. So strap in. Let's see what this coaching staff can do one more time. It's been so fun watching them do their thing. So fun watching the players do their thing. So with that, I will get out of here, and I will hopefully see a lot of you at the Brick at 4:40 for the watch party. And with that, go Cats!